Next question is Billy, B-I-L-L-Y. Last name is Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, Jeffrey. Born 7/9/48, today is 3/8. This is a 76-year-old gentleman, black, very thin, ex-truck driver, single with three children, who does smoke. He doesn't drink alcohol. He recently was hospitalized because of CVA, right-sided weakness, loss of vision in the right eye, bowel and bladder incontinency, period. He has demonstrated weight loss, decreased eating, weight loss of 30 pounds, period. Allergy, none. Surgery, has had leg surgery times 3, growing surgery for hernia times 1, left hip surgery. Family history, mom died of cancer, dad died of MI. Allergy, myocardial infarction. Patient's medication includes Norvasc 10 milligram once a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Benadryl, PRN, Cymbalta 60 milligram a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Coumadin 2.5 milligram 4 times a week, Norcor 10-325 as needed for pain. Since release from the hospital, patient has had decreased appetite, significant weight loss of 30 pounds, right-sided weakness. Patient recently was started on Cymbalta because of depression related to his stroke. He has a history of gastroesophageal reflux. He doesn't know if he has a stent in place, but he both on Plavix and Coumadin. The Coumadin is low dose, has not required any INR at the checks at this time. Period. Patient was found to have blood pressure of 145 over 88, pulses 90, respirations 18, and febrile. Heart positive, small positive, two. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, right-sided weakness with right-sided neglect noted, difficulty ambulation with right-sided weakness using a walker. Patient has severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity. Neurological right-sided weakness, flat affect. Assessment. 76-year-old gentleman with a truck driver with recent stroke causing right-sided weakness, ADL dependency, significant weight loss, depression, thromboembolic disease on both on Coumadin and Plavix, period. He also has a history of hypertension controlled with Norvasc at this Plavix and Coumadin now. Okay. He also has a history of hypertension controlled by Norvasc at this time, period. He was recently started on Cymbalta for his depression and flat affect, period. He also suffers from gastroesophageal reflux and Prilosec, continues to smoke with a history of COPD. Patient is condition is changing in that he's becoming weaker. He's had significant weight loss. His bowel and bladder incontinent. He has had bouts of bowel and bladder incontinent. Total ADL. Becoming more and more ADL dependent. 5 out of 7. 5/7. And have an increased pain related to his most likely previous stroke. Thank you.